your name. A sovereign cornerstone. We surrender to your will. We will never be the same. Emmanuel, you are here.
Sacrifice of desolation and the causes of poverty. The sacrifice of desolation and the causes of poverty. May the Lord have mercy. I want to show you something. This is a very deep material. Let's go to the book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 1, verse 2 to 11. We can even start from verse 1. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, these people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, it is time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste. Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye eat not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that eateth wages and hath... Okay, for the sake of everybody else, let's read the other translation. Okay, let's start again. Let's go to verse 2. Can we read together, church? One, two, go. The Lord of hosts says this. These people say, the time has not yet come for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt. The word of the Lord came through Haggai the prophet. It is time for you yourself to live in your paneled houses while this house lies in ruins. Now the Lord of hosts says this. Think carefully about your ways. So I want, because of time, I want you to think about that statement. Think carefully about your ways. This is where poverty starts. Desolation. You work, there are people who have been working for years and they don't have much to show for it. Because as you grow older and you continue with the Babylonian system, it will eat every part of your strength. Imagine somebody. If you want to see how serious it is, Solomon and Lucy, they come from the UK. In the UK, if you get sick and you are old, you know what they do? They take your house and sell it. Yeah. Before, if you go to Steve Biko here, they will take your house and sell it and say, we will pay Steve Biko with your money. Yeah. Now, think about it. If all of your life you have been working, all of your life, and at the end, the things that you are supposed to pass to the next generation are taken away from you because It is a sacrifice of desolation. After, what is desolation? Maybe let's go there. Let me help you quickly. What is desolation? Okay, this is desolation. The state of complete emptiness. You work, but you work for empty things. After you have worked for many years, there is nothing. The state of emptiness, destruction or destruction. The story of desolation of the desert, like emptiness. Now, synonyms that goes together with desolation. Bleakness. barrenness, sterility, wildness, isolation, loneliness, remoteness. So when you sacrifice your life to do the things that you think they are important, and at the end of your life you realize these things are not important. They are secondary, but you have given the best of yourself for them. Solomon writes, he says, there is no end to reading. There is no end to what? To reading. There's no end to reading. There's no end to reading. Praise the Lord. There's no end to what? To reading. Now, this one gives us that understanding. It says, now the Lord of hosts says, think carefully about your ways. This is why we say the race is not to the swift, the battle to the strong. Can we go there? Ecclesiastes chapter 9. The Bible says the race is not to the swift, the battle to the strong, nor bread to men of skill. That is disappointing. Yes. That is disappointing. After you have worked very hard and you think you have set yourself up, there isn't much for you to move forward. May the Lord have mercy. So can we go back to Haggai, because I don't think I'm going to win. Can we go back to Haggai chapter 2, please? Chapter 1. It says, consider your ways. Verse 6. Now, we talk about our ways. Can we go to, let's change the translation for the sake of everybody else. It says, you have planted much. I don't know who's 60 here. Let me see. 59. 55, 50 years. Are you telling me I'm the oldest person in this place? Oh, Jesus, have mercy. Oh, Jesus, I'm so in love with you. I was once like you. You will soon be like me. Hallelujah. You have planted much. Now, the challenge about life, Mashaba, is planting much in the wrong place. Okay, when you take the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus, he speaks, he says, there is a man with a seed in his hand. Eh? A seed where? In his hand. He goes and he casts the seed. The first seed fell where? Falls where? Let's talk, change. The first seed fell where? Eh? On the road, on the road. What do you call it? Pathway. The Bible says the first seed falls on the pathway. That's 25%. 25% of most people is on the pathway. It doesn't matter what you do, nothing is coming out of it. The second one, where does it fall? Eh? Let's go to verse 1. Maybe it will be better. It says again, I began to teach by the sea, and every large crowd gathered around him. So he got into a boat on the sea and sat down. While the whole crowd was on the shore facing the sea, he taught them many things in parables, and in his teachings he said to them, listen, consider the sower who went out to sow. As he sowed, he scattered some seed fell along the path, that's one. And what happened? Some of us who are waking, our seed is falling on the pathway. And what happens? The birds of the air, they come and eat. And then it says they ate it up, verse 5. Other fell on a rocky ground where it didn't have much soil. And it sprang up right away, since it didn't have deep soil. So it started to sprout, it started to grow. It says, but when the sun comes up, it was scorched, and since it didn't have a root, it withered. So some of us, that is now 50%. It's 50%. It's four parts, isn't it? So if you are having 100%, 50% is already gone. Let's go to verse 7. Other fell among thorns, and the thorns came up, choked it, and didn't produce a crop. It's how much? 70%. Let me tell you, most people in this world, this is what happens with their life. 75% of everything they labor for, nothing comes back. I don't know you heard what I said. Poverty is caused by, where do you put your seed? Where do you put what? So we have to find out, what is the pathway? What is the rocky place? What is the thorn bush? Let's continue. Please don't go back. There still others fell on the good ground and produced a crop that increased 30, 60, and 100 times. That word 100 times is not correct. It's supposed to be 100-fold, not times. Okay, let me help you, because if I have one rand and I say 100 times, one rand times 100 times, how much is it? It's 100 rand. That's not the way the seed happens. If you have had seed in your hand, maize seed, you scatter it. It depends. You might get 10,000 seeds out of one seed, out of the many seeds that you have cast. So you say some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown. So my issue here with you is the challenge to find a balance for yourself, to say, where do you spend your resources for you to get much more than what you have given? Because most of the people, I'll use the example of a young person. If I've thought about this, I could have, like I sometimes do, talk to people before, because sometimes when you call a person from the floor, they get frustrated that you are using them as a proxy or whatever. So that is not nice. But the issue here, you have to look at it and say, what are the things that the young people will do when they start working? Eh? How many people started working in the past 2 years? Stand. If you started working in the past 2 years. You started working the past 2 years. Oh, nobody found a job. Oh, you started working 2 years ago. 2 years ago. That's nice. Also, we're waiting for him. Okay, we have quite a number of people. Now, if we were to find, you can take your seat. If we were to find, what did you do with your money? Huh? All the people, you know, when people wake up, it's when they are in trouble, they realize they don't have. When people are waking, they believe they are strong. I've just diverted there. Let's go to Haggai. We'll come back there. Let's go. If you are not wise, you are going to be waking. Haggai chapter 1, verse 6. It says, you have planted much, but harvested a little. You eat, but never have enough to be satisfied. If I was to talk to those who have been working for the past 10 years, can I see those who are working for 10 years? Stand, please. I see Asmusima. She's a working horse, Yako Pelinda. King Goma Yalapad. I've been saying to myself, I will pick a few people for myself when I start my church one day. Then you might be on the group of people I'll come and pick up. Okay, you have been working for more than 10 years. If you were to receive a text message today, don't come to work, you are fired. I said, if you were to receive, God forbid, if you were to receive a text message that, don't even imagine it, there's a security by your house, they are picking us our computer, your job card, and all of that don't come, what will be of you? Will you live? Let me see those who say, Muruti, I'll be able to survive for a year without assistance, help. I've got a hand inside. I see that hand. God bless you. Huh? Huh? Oh, it's this side. You can survive for a year. Okay, she says she can survive for a year. La Paris says, yes, I'll survive for a year. That's good. Most people can't survive for 3 months. And part of it is the mindset that you have, how you use money. Much of what we do, all the wayside, the rocky place. Can we go back to Haggai, please? Yes, take your seat, please. But what I'm trying to say is that poverty doesn't come because we are poor. It just comes because we think in a different way. Please, the verse, Haggai. Let's go back there. It says, you have planted much, but harvested little. You eat, but never have enough to be satisfied. You drink, but never have enough to become drunk. Eh? The poor, they never get enough to get drunk. Have you seen a poor man drinking? Eh? He drinks until they carry him with a wheelbarrow. And tomorrow is still coming. He's not satisfied. He's not like, oh, yesterday. No. It says here, you drink, but you are never enough. But you put on clothes, but you never have enough to get warm. Can I tell you, many years ago, 1990, around that time, I said to my wife, close all your clothing account. You know what used to happen? People buy clothes on account. Who's buying clothes on account? Okay, I've got one person who's honest because he's in church. The second person. The other people that are not telling the truth. Okay. It gives us the... You know what happened with us? Before we finished paying what we were paying, the clothes are finished. It makes sense. For those who have accounts, they know what I'm talking about. The fashion has passed and the clothes, you look like older than your friends who are putting on. Have you been in that situation before? Okay, let's go because time is running. It says, but never have enough. Put on clothes, but not enough to get warm. The wages earner put his wages into a bag with a hole in it. In other words, you work, by month end, there is nothing. Literally, month end is a frustration. It's sad. Can you tell your neighbor it's sad? Yes, it's very sad. I know people who have been working for 30, 40 years. They don't have a house. They don't have a house. But all along, they've been driving. When you look at them, they look like normal. But they're abnormal. Because don't forget, it's the spirit of desolation. They give you something false, and you believe the false thing. And so you labor for the false thing for many years until at the end of your life you realize it's too late. And you'll try to come with some. So we want to deal with the foolishness of the spirit of desolation. It says, the Lord of hosts says, think carefully about your ways. Let's continue. Go up into the hills, bring down the timber. This verse we're supposed to jump, but let's just read it. Bring down the timber and build the house. Then I will be pleased with it and be glorified, says the Lord. Verse 9. You expected much, but when it amounted to little, when you brought the harvest to your house, I ruined it. Why? This is the declaration of the Lord of hosts, because my house lies in ruin, while each of you is busy with his own house. In other words, you are busy with your own business. Yes. Maybe you don't know bankruptcy. We know companies. I did a study of companies that have been around. There is only one company that closed in 1987 or 1985. The company has been around for more than 700 years. No, 1,300 years. I have it on my notes. 1,300 years, it has been running in the family, from one family to the other. It's a small hotel in Japan. 1,300 years. The second company is, I think, 700-800 years old. Yeah. Year after year, they've been doing it. But the Bible tells us in this regard. Can we go back to verse 9, please? It says, you expected much, but when it mounted, it mounted to little. When you brought the harvest to your house, I ruined it. Why? This is the declaration of the Lord of hosts, because my house lies waste in ruins, while each of you is busy with his own business, with his own house. Can we go to verse 10? So on your account, the skies has withheld the dew and the land. It says, on your account, the skies have withheld the dew and the land its crops. You remember when we bless you, the blessing of Abraham. Eh? May the Lord bless you, Abraham, possessor of what? Of heaven and what? Our church. I quote these scriptures frequently. May God bless Abraham, possessor of what? Of heaven and earth, isn't it? Can we go to Genesis chapter 14? Let them see it, please. It says here, I've summoned a drought on the fields and the hills, on the grains, on new wine, on olive oil, and whatever the ground yields, on the people and animals and all that, your produce, on all your hands produce. Verse 12, please. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, the high priest, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, and the entire remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God has sent him to the people. 75% of people's labor, they waste it. And they waste it on things that are not important, and they think they are going to be successful. I laugh every time I watch them. They try to serve the Lord is better than to go and serve these rubbish things. Because what the world system will do will make you to believe that you are waking, but you are just busy. Have you been on a rocking horse? It's in the house. My children, they have these things when they are children. They just go on it, but they are not going anywhere. Yeah, don't be saying, oh, talking as if, you know, this is a real trip. They are galloping too far to a far place. No, they are not. The second one, the issue here, you remember I used the statement that people refuse to take instruction. You remember? Okay, let me repeat it again. Instruction is the shortest route to your route, to where you want to go. Instruction is a shortcut. If I say to you, since I've noticed I'm more older than almost all of you, maybe somebody says, I don't want them to know how old I am, you know, so I'm not going to talk about it. But my issue is, if I give you counsel, this is what I say to the children who are starting to work, come, let me teach you. In the next coming 5 to 10 years, you'll do well. Because there are certain things you will not do that will waste your time. Number one, you have to deal with your self-image. Can you tell your neighbor, deal with your self-image? The problem with the Babylonian system, they put value on things that don't have value. Most people are laboring too hard to try and prove they are somebody. It's a distorted image of Genesis chapter 3. It's a broken image. The broken image says you have to do something to look good. That's not true. Your value remains the same. Did you hear what I said? Your value doesn't change. I've used the example of a 100-rand note. Even if I take the 100-rand note and I go to the bathroom, I clean myself with it, I throw it through the window, somebody will come and see it. In the midst of whatever waste, somebody will go like this and take it. The reason is because even if you try to defame it, I can just put it on the tap and it will still have the same value. It does not change. God, the Bible says God has made you in his own image and his own likeness. So your value is not the clothes. Yes, you need to wash. You need to smell good. You need to dress clean. You get it. But your car doesn't add anything except to make you a fool. We need to drive nice cars. And I think we are the people who are supposed to drive nice cars. Is that fine? I think we are the people who are supposed to stay in the best houses. Is that fine? If we have time, I'll teach you how to buy a house. Then you will see that you don't have to spend the same money that other people are spending. But that's number one. You have to deal with your self-image. If you are not dealing with your self-image, you are still going to have a problem. One of the young friends of my wife many years ago, the father said, I think she's an advocate or so, very educated, two masters and so forth in law. And she said, my father said, I must buy this car because now everybody must see I'm a lawyer. Everybody must see what? It's a distorted image. You are casting your strength. Don't forget, your first 10, 20 years of your waking, that's what makes you rich. From beyond that moment, forget it. You'll be poor the rest of your life. It doesn't matter how hard you work. Time will catch up with you. Is somebody listening? Amen. Tell your neighbor, my image is God's image. My identity is a settled case. Is that fine? I'm sure you have discovered we don't marry only pretty girls. Obviously, they are pretty to us, but if you compare them to their peers, the same group that we picked hey, among the many, sometimes we find even makeup was never the deal. I don't know you get it. I don't know you get it. Yes. So, anyway, let me close there. I think I've said enough. I've said enough because my time is going. But this is my take with you. The way the spirit of desolation is the spirit of delay. People will be waiting for image. Next time when we meet, we will take it forward. Does it make sense? So, settle the case. My image is fine. I don't have additions, makeup, no makeup, I'm fine. Is that fine? Good self-image is what is going to take you too far. You have been working the rest of your life, so why should it be an issue now? Huh? Why should it be an issue? I was saying to somebody, I've struggled much of my life, so I don't see the reason why should I, suddenly when I have money, waste it to try and prove I have money. It doesn't make sense. It's foolishness. Yes, I laugh many a times when we meet with some of our colleagues, pastors, driving the biggest car, but they can't pay rent. I don't know you understand. They are asking, can you help me? And when you look outside, somebody says, can you help me? And I look at their cell phone. I sell the cell phone. Sell what? The cell phone. You must use, we have a phone, small phone. Tilili, this 49 rand, you know, 49 rand. Pep phone. It will give you all that you need. You'll get SMS, and then you will be able to phone, and it's the cheapest phone in town. It doesn't add or subtract the person you are. Huh? The battery's for the whole week. We charge it one time. No internet, nothing. Can we bow our heads together as we pray? Can we close our eyes? I want you to pray after me. Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight that I'm making your image. I am a son of a God. I'm a son of Jesus. I'm son of the God the Father. My image is intact. I do not need anything to be added in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that Christ came and he restored my image. I receive that image. I am content with myself in the name of Jesus. No material thing can add value to my life. My life is complete. With or without, I'm complete in Jesus' name. Amen.
To the Father. He is the way for my salvation. He is the way.